This is KCUR 89.3. There will be no NCAA tournament bracket busting from Loyola Chicago's men's basketball team this year. And while this is certainly bad news for fans of the Ramblers, it's especially disappointing for a pair of players from Blue Valley Northwest High School who played a big role in last year's success and helped revive a mid-major conference. KCUR's Greg Eklund explains.
Some would argue that Loyola Chicago making it to last year's Final Four was divine intervention, given the courtside presence of 98-year-old Sister Jean Dolores Schmidt.
Welcome to San Antonio at the 2018 Final Four.
But really, Loyola's most important pieces were Clayton Custer and Ben Richardson, two starters from Blue Valley Northwest High School. Custer, now a senior, was the Missouri Valley Conference Player of the Year. Richardson is playing in Europe, but was the 2018 Valley Defensive Player of the Year. Their performances pushed the Valley into the national limelight, which Custer acknowledges.
Everybody thought this conference was going to go down when Wichita State left, and then the first year they left, we go to the Final Four, so hopefully we kind of keep that visibility in the Missouri Valley.
But it won't be enough for the Valley to get more than one team into the 68-team NCAA tournament field announced Sunday. Missouri Valley Commissioner Doug Elgin knows that much.
It's become almost impossible for many conferences to get a second bid.
The Western Athletic Conference, which UMKC plays in, is in the same boat. A regular season title isn't enough. Loyola won the Valley again this year, but not its conference tournament. Custer knows the drill.
We almost lost the first game of the conference tournament last year against UNI. We won by like four or something like that against UNI. And if we lose that game, we don't even go to the NCAA tournament. We don't go to the final. We don't do any of that stuff.
Compare the plight of the mid-majors with the Big 12 tournament that takes place this week at Sprint Center. There's talk of possibly seven Big 12 teams getting at-large bids. Commissioner Elgin says it's not a stretch to say that Richardson and Custer saved the Missouri Valley Conference. And that was evident to Custer when Loyola played on the road this year against conference rival Bradley University in Peoria, Illinois.
Your crowds and we've had when I've gone on the road the whole rest of my career. So they've been almost sold out almost everywhere we've been.
Only the Big Ten has been around longer than the Missouri Valley, which was founded in Kansas City, but now based in St. Louis. The conference lost Wichita State to the American Athletic Conference in 2017 and Creighton 6 years ago to the Big East. With them went their huge fan bases. Valley Commissioner Elgin.
Those are two programs that perennially draw among the top 20 team programs in America.
He also points out that, as a mid-major conference, 60% of its revenue comes from the success of its teams in the NCAA men's basketball tournament.
Those revenues to a league like the Missouri Valley are much more critical to our institutions than to the Power Five.
The Valley will get a record $7.5 million based on the performance of its teams in the NCAA tournament, mostly because of the Shockers and their 2013 Final Four run.
We knew that it was simply going to be who's next, who was going to step up as that next power.
So, a Valley needs a team to get hot again. Last weekend, Bradley won the conference tournament, so Loyola and the other Valley teams have become Bradley's biggest fans. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Greg Eklund.